Autumn's Oddities is a strange and unusual podcast made by the strange and unusual, me, Autumn Gruby. Each week, I'll be taking you through some of the creepiest cases true crime has to offer. It won't only be true crime, I'll also be covering cryptids, haunted places, haunted things, and the true stories that inspired horror movies. Listen every Monday and Friday for new episodes. And remember, if it's creepy and weird, you'll find it here.
Hey everyone, welcome to Reverie True Crime. I'm your host, Paige. More recently, there has been a lot of light shed on a huge issue: missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Personally, I was ignorant to how big of a problem this was until I started seeing it all over social media. I'm so glad that my eyes have been opened to this nationwide problem that needs to be talked about as much as humanly possible. All missing people matter, and I don't think that I can stress that enough. Statistically, so many people who are not white have a rougher time getting national attention, and most are not backed by heaps of people who are helping to look for their loved ones. Or the authorities may not be doing enough at times to help. Collectively, we should be bringing the same energy and helping these families as well, because all missing people matter as much as the next. I want to start doing more episodes on these women and young girls that are vanishing from their communities, seemingly without a trace. So many mothers, daughters, sisters, aunts, cousins, grandmothers, and wives have been abducted or killed. Their relatives are heartbroken, lost, and begging for justice for their loved ones. The National Crime Information Center reported that in 2016, there were 5,712 reports of missing American Indian and Alaska Native women and girls, and out of those reports, the U.S. Department of Justice's federal database only logged 116 of those cases. Amid this crisis, there has been a loud roar, a cry for help, a movement. The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls Movement. You may see pictures of Indigenous people with a red hand painted over their mouths. The purpose of this is to make a big statement, showing support and standing up in the face of media silence, the silence of law enforcement, the suppression and oppression of Indigenous women and girls who are disappearing day after day. The hashtag #NoMoreStolenSisters thankfully went viral, and now more eyes than ever are finally opening up to this tragic issue. Amazing websites to check out that provide more information on this critical topic are NativeHope.org and MMIWUSA.org. Not only is this a huge issue in the U.S., but also Canada, as we'll see in today's story. So, let's get into it. Sunshine April Hilda Wood was born on April 6, 1987. Her mom was the one who picked out her name, and as a little girl, she lived on Manitoba's Manto-Sipi Cree Nation, which is also known as God's River First Nation. Anthony Wood, Sunshine's loving father, said she spent 6 months in foster care. She always loved to laugh and was also known as Sunny. From what I've read, she was truly such a happy-spirited girl. At the age of 16, she was living in Winnipeg because in the area she lived before, there wasn't a high school. She had moved to Winnipeg in September of 2003, and attended Gordon Bell High School. When Sunshine first moved to Winnipeg, she was residing with relatives, but eventually she moved in with a lady who her father has no idea how they met, but that this woman named Priscilla took care of his daughter. Sunshine always called her dad, but the phone calls stopped. Anthony went to see relatives on February 21, 2004, and he received the worst news. Sunshine was missing. Right before midnight, on the 20th, she was seen for the last time in downtown Winnipeg. Sunshine was in front of the St. Regis Hotel that night. It has been stated in some sources that Priscilla and Sunshine were living in the St. Regis Hotel at the time. Sunshine was seen on surveillance footage that night in the lobby of the hotel. She was all smiles, holding a door open for a young man. There was a man behind her and in front of her. Every time I see footage of someone for the last time, it gives me chills. What was going through her mind? Did she feel she was in danger? Were those two guys up to no good, or did they have nothing to do with her disappearance at all? According to the Winnipeg Police Service, this was not a part of Sunshine's character at all. She wasn't the type who would ever run away, but she was extremely street smart. As far as her father knew, she didn't use drugs or alcohol. People that know her describe Sunshine as a straight-edge type of girl. She loved to hang out with her friends, and she seemed to be your average, happy-go-lucky teenager. She was friendly with everyone and had a lot of acquaintances. As most teens, she might have been a tad naive as well. Keep in mind, she had not long moved to Winnipeg either. At this time, it was a long time before there was much attention brought to missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Canada, Manitoba especially. Unfortunately, the only way anyone can see her gleaming eyes and beautiful smile now is on missing persons pictures and posters. She has now been missing for 17 years and would be 33 years old. At the time of her disappearance, this was the description of Sunshine. She had shoulder-length, straight, dark brown hair. She had brown eyes. She was of heavy build, and she had cigarette burns on her left forearm. She did have tattoos. She has a tattoo on her left forearm that says Sunny, the words Destiny and a heart on her right forearm, the letters SW on her left hand, the letter B on her left thumb, the letter L on her left index finger, the letters II on her left middle finger, and she was wearing a dark gray Exco sweatshirt with blue jeans and black boots. When it comes to the investigation into Sunshine's disappearance, her father is in the dark about a lot of things to an extent. He gets monthly updates, but he says he still is not quite clear about what they're actually doing. Anthony said, quote, "I don't know what they're doing right now regarding the investigation because they never told me what details they're doing." In 2006, Sunshine's uncle Rex Ross stated, quote, "My hopes were that whatever outcome of the last time we saw her walk out of the St. Regis, that we will find her and nothing happened to her." Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Is something getting in the way of your happiness? Check out BetterHelp.com/listener. As a listener, you'll get 10% off of your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/listener. So what is BetterHelp? It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. BetterHelp assesses your needs and they match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's super convenient. You don't have to go to therapy in person. You don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. And if you're not really vibing with the therapist that you get, you can always find another one. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. You can also send a message to your counselor at any time, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Find the particular expertise you need online and don't limit yourself to the counselors located near you. There are licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma. Anything that you share is confidential. I want you to start living a happier life today. So again, as a listener, you'll get 10% off of your first month by going to betterhelp.com/listener. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/listener. There's a group called Child Find Manitoba, and Anthony is very pleased with the help that he has been given by the group, such as spreading the word about his daughter going missing, putting up missing posters, and collecting various tips. Anthony is very involved with discussions about missing and murdered Indigenous girls and women in Canada. He even began attending roundtable meetings about the subject. However, when it comes down to it, he isn't so sure how seriously this issue is being taken. Since the loss of his lovely daughter Sunshine, he has been slowly losing faith because he doesn't think national questions and talks about the issue is going to bring back his daughter, who he does think is no longer alive at this point. He said, quote, "It's a first step to find out why there are so many women missing and murdered, mostly Aboriginal. But what's the sense?" What a lot of people find concerning is the fact that it seems Sunshine is possibly leaving the hotel with the young man she's opening the door for as she smiles. The jacket the male is wearing in the video is easier to make out, unlike a lot of security footage that we see, and there are people wanting to know why the police haven't really said anything about anyone else in the security footage. Could they be keeping some things close to the vest? Have they not investigated to the best of their ability? Were these people in the footage ever attempted to be found? If so, were they ever found and interviewed? Did she know these people, and are they suspects? There are so many questions that have not been answered, or at least not that the public is aware of. A caseworker told missingkids.ca, quote, "When we think of Sunshine, we think of her beautiful smile and contagious laugh. On her birthdays, we think about her family who must spend the day again without her." Unfortunately, this is basically the information that is out there that everyone is working off of. If you have any information regarding Sunshine Woods, please contact any of the following: Winnipeg Police Service Missing Persons Unit, phone number 204-986-6250. You can email them at wps-missingpersons@winnipeg.ca. Reference case number 04003947. Project Devote, number 1204-984-6396 or 188-673-3316. Again, the reference case number is 04003947. Crime Stoppers, number 1-800-222-TIPS, which is 8477. Or you can go online to www.canadian-crimestoppers.org/tips. Crime Stoppers does provide anonymous tipping. You can also send an email to the National Center for Missing Persons and Unidentified Remains at canadamissing-disparuscanada@rcmp-grc.ca. www.gc.ca. I will have all of this information in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and as always, stay safe and take care.